Chapter 19. Not Enough Rain. Should you read fiction while writing it? The answer depends on how parched your soil is. March 1989. Not long ago, the Australian writer Peter Carey was interviewed on American television. In the course of the program, he explained why he avoids reading other people's fiction while in the process of composing his own. Otherwise, he explained, I'll read a particularly good description of a storm, and I'll put the book down and say to myself, damn, it's my problem. I haven't got enough rain in my book. The foregoing is not a verbatim quote. It's not even a close reconstruction from memory because I never saw the program in question. I had it recounted to me by my friend Philip Friedman, author of the about-to-be-published courtroom thriller Reasonable Doubt. I am reconstructing from memory Philip's reconstruction, so Mr. Carey's actual words may well have been something rather different. No matter. They amount, in any case, to an excellent argument against reading while you're writing. Not enough rain in my book. Says it all, doesn't it? Except that Philip, reporting the incident, drew quite the opposite moral from it. I thought about what he'd said, he told me. And I realized that's precisely why I do read other people's fiction while I'm working on a novel. Because if I don't, there really won't be enough rain in my book. And sometimes, as Philip suggested, that message is precisely what I need to hear. Because there really is too much or too little rain in the book, and it's my own conscious awareness of this lack or glut that brings some outside element into my awareness. It was last May when I began preliminary work on The Cutting Edge of Death. I was in Arizona at the time, and I was writing the book in novelette form as a way of allowing the story to develop. I eventually decided against publishing the novelette, but having written it that way helped me greatly when it was time to write the full-length novel. My plot called for the death of a character by what might or might not later turn out to be suicide, and I was having trouble with the scene. I wrestled with it for a while, then did something quite uncharacteristic. I walked over and turned on the television set. The Oprah Winfrey Show was just coming on, and I sat down and watched it. The subject turned out to be autoerotic asphyxiation, and it was exactly what I needed to see at that particular moment, because autoerotic asphyxiation was precisely the plot element my story required, the very rain my book was lacking. I watched the whole program, and then I sat down and wrote the scene. Should you read fiction while you're writing it? I don't know. Whether you do or not, your mind will inevitably, and quite properly, be influenced by everything around you while you're engaged in the organic process of composing fiction. The rain will sink in or run off depending on what you do or do not require of it. If you're open to it, you'll get what you need.